I want to share with each other what we're doing as local arms of this organization, be it chapter. I thought that mic was picking me up. I guess it's not. But it's on. No. All right. It's on. If it was any further in my mouth, it would short from spit. Oh, yeah. Okay. They are. Okay. Now, that's better. At least I hear myself coming back. All right. But I wanted to take an opportunity to share, for us to share with each other what... or anything you choose to share. I'll give a couple of minutes to each chapter. I'd like to not take more than maybe about 15 minutes total doing this, or 20 if we need to. But chapters, give us a highlight of what might be happening in the chapter and make it a two-minute thing, or divisions, or anybody else who would care to share something with the organization that where we might be able to steal an idea from you. So if anybody wants to be the lead on that, that's good. David, okay. Long Island, you're going to get a mic. Yeah. We're making an attempt at recording this. So talk to the floor where the digital recorder is.
Okay. Can you hear me? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Our chapter, we are planning our first luncheon chapter banquet. And I have decided that if anybody's going to flop as the banquet speaker, it will be me. But I want to tell you, the banquet's going to be on October 30th. My topic is going to be, is my life better because I'm blind? And we're going to invite guests, including, if we can do it, the district office manager of the local CBBH office, who I think needs inviting, and some of But this is what we're going to try, and hopefully it will work. But we thought it would be an interesting idea. It will be a banquet luncheon, but we thought it would be an interesting idea. And as I said, you know, if anybody's going to flop, it's going to be me. So I'm going to be the banquet speaker.
Who is your DM right now?
Richard Goldstein.
Don't know.
Who apparently is transferred? Is a transfer from what's Vested called now?
Office of a politically correct title for gimpy and lame people, or something like that.
it's
probably some stupid title.
Right. And recently,
Access VR, I think.
Okay. Yeah. And recently we had a walkathon, and I think the best thing about the walkathon was that we walked together, and George Dominguez, who was just getting over cancer, walked the 2 miles with us. And Lori and Pam gave out literature, and I think people were surprised because we did not ask for donations. I think there are times when we need to show up at something and to give people something and not expect them to donate. I think they were surprised when we just gave something out and we did not ask for money. And the walkathon was relatively inexpensive, and I think we've raised almost $600.
Cool.
That's our report.
Very good. Thank you, David. Thank you. And anybody else feel like jumping in? Echeverria.
Yeah, this is not a state thing, but it's national. As you know, I was elected president of the Travel and Tourism Division. We're really trying to get that division off and running. We need membership. We are having monthly board meetings and teleconferences. We're having active talk lists, so we really need members. If you're interested in joining, you can email me or just go to the NFBNet, go to Travel and Tourism, and we'll give you information on how to join.
Thank you, Cheryl. Others? Marie? Oh, okay.
Yeah. What does it mean to join? Like what?
We are a recognized division of the NFB, and it's a $10 a year division dues. We're trying to get our website up and running. We'll have ways to pay by PayPal. We'll have information about anything reference to do to traveling, the TSA, the airline commission.
If I remember right, Cheryl, the purpose of travel and tourism from years ago was it was a group of people who didn't feel like staying home.
Well, we want to get everybody out and traveling, exactly. And whether it's to grandma's or to Europe or... or anywhere and
like
want to discuss
boys.
Traveling or in reference to it
around,
or accessibility issues. Yes, exactly what Carl said. And we need members to keep it growing.
And if you need travel tickets, Laura?
Yes, I have a question. Thank you. Oh, the mic.
The mic.
Uh-oh. I thought it was a gift.
Laura's got a mic. A Veteran Federation member with a mic. We're dead.
Sharon, is that Cheryl? I didn't quite understand. Now, Marie asked, what does it mean to join? Does it mean that if I joined from Niagara Falls, I could start a similar travel agent or what? To help you. Okay. I see. Okay.
This is like any division, Laura, that we have in the organization, like students, parents, merchants, lawyers, computer science people, educators, communities of faith. I think we've got about 50 divisions. I'm not going to start now. Give her 2 years. I've got, ladies and gentlemen, I got Mike Robinson. Mike.
Okay, let's see. I'll talk about our chapter. Buffalo, we've been busy as always. Recently had our annual Walmart hot dog sale. Made about $1,600 on it. Yep. It's a big production. However, we also get out there and the public sees us running the hot dog sale. We talk to a lot of people, give away a lot of literature. We also sell raffle tickets this year we did a lottery tree. Lots of hot dogs. What do we do, 120 pounds or something like that? But it's not that hard to do. It's organizing it the first time is hard. After that, it gets easier every year because you just do the same thing over and over again. But let's see. What else? We've got a social event coming up. It's not an NFB event, but we put together and announced at the meeting that Mary Jo put together. We're going to be chartering a bus to take a bunch of people to place called Becker Farms. It's a they got a pumpkin patch and apple orchards and stuff and music and just
wine
a
tasting.
What's that?
Wine tasting.
Sorry, I forgot to mention that, and pies and stuff. So that's not an NFB event, but that was organized sort of through the chapter. We joined Niagara Falls for their annual dinner last month. We had our annual spring dinner back in June. Let's see, what am I forgetting? I'm sure there's something important. National Convention, there's a bunch of us that went there. What am I forgetting, Buffalo?
Three of us went to the Washington Seminar.
Yeah, Washington Seminar, we had a few that went, a whole bunch of us came to Albany. The more we get in Albany, the better. Don't be afraid of coming to Albany, because if this is your first time lobbying, you won't be alone. And we can always use all the help we can get. It's a great experience. You get to meet the legislators, you get to know a lot of them, and the more help we have, the easier it is on everybody, or the more appointments we can get to. So think about coming to Albany if you've never done it before. I think I'll leave it at that. Carol.
Linda, come and see me for a second. I just heard New York City, and then we'll take. Did he? All right, take Westchester. Lynn, can I see you for 1 minute? Okay.
Westchester.
Okay, when she comes in, just, okay.
Westchester is between... It's between the Bronx and Rockland County and White Plains. We have members from all of those areas. And Carl called us the Jello Chapter. And we are starting to coagulate into a cohesive
chapter.
Group.
Okay.
We are conducting our regular meetings. We are growing. We have our biggest attendance has been 11 members. And we met through the summer this year, and we had very good attendance throughout the summer. We're going to concentrate on Meet the Blind Month next in October, and we're seeking to get a table at either the White Plains Mall or the Palisade Center Mall in Rockland. So we are growing, and we're confident that we will have somebody here in Albany. Jim and I are here, and Val, and we intend to grow. A lot of our people were out of town, so they couldn't come here to Albany, but we're softening them up. Thank you.
I wondered for a second what I meant. Ed's right. I did refer to the Westchester. The Westchester chapter was a pretty new chapter, and I called it a jello chapter one time, meaning you look at it, it's got pretty good shape, but boy, don't try to pick it up yet. It's not set.
Robinson.
Yeah, Mike.
Can I make a request to chapter presidents when you give your report? I'm going to say that we added between 6 and 8 new members this year.
Yes, we've added about 3. We have a couple more people on the road to become members, and I was elected president this year, and Jim is first vice president, and Val is our secretary. And Cliff was not able to be here. He is our treasurer.
I heard New York City a second ago. What? What?
I got.
Okay, we had about 10 members. Something that we do, and I know Westchester does it. Something we do every month, and I know Westchester does it also, I wonder how many other chapters do it, but it's worked very well, is we call people, we send emails also, but we call people to remind them that remind them when the meeting is coming up. For example, I won't do it today, but I'll do it right now, tell the chapter members that the next chapter meeting is this Wednesday, usual time and place. We have added about 10 members. For the third or fourth year in a row, participated in the Macy's Shop for a Cause fundraising event. It was kind of dampened this year because of Hurricane Irene. There was a backup date, but I think it that kind of broke the momentum a little bit. But we still raised a lot of money, and I want to publicly thank Joyce Carrico. I think if Joyce was stuck in an elevator with 3 other people, the first thing she would do would be sell them each a Macy's coupon. So, you know, if anybody remembers that All in the Family episode where Archie is stuck in an elevator with 3 or 4 people, if Joyce had been there, she would have been selling the Macy's coupons. And we are planning some events at connection with or close to Meet the Blind Month. We're gonna have a table at a beatball game that the city is sponsoring next weekend. I think somebody's gonna work that table, but I'll approach them individually about it. We're also planning something to work with the giving 1 or 2 presentations at the New York Public Library branches. I don't mean the Library for the Blind branch. I mean the general New York Public Libraries.
The Lions.
And the Lions. The one with the Lions, yeah. Well, probably not that branch, but maybe that branch. And we've actively participated in, for the past, it's a year now already, the PASS Coalition, the Pedestrians for Accessible and Safe Streets Coalition. I'm the vice chair of it. Mindy, Carl, Joyce, Charlene, and I'm forgetting somebody, have been active participants in it. Lester Marks has also, he's not a chapter member, but he was here yesterday. And unless anybody think of anything I've left out, I think I've covered it. Okay, I am done.
Mindy for diabetics? The diabetic division met on Friday, and we discussed this whole situation that we talked about a little while ago with the glucometers no longer being provided by Medicaid, sometimes Medicare, and then other insurance companies. So we talked about it, and we talked about strategies and made some plans to try to talk to some of the powers that be and see if there's anything we can do by talking before we have to deal with anything further. We also changed our name to Diabetic Action Network of New York. In our constitution, it said New York Diabetic Division. And so we've now changed it to conform to the national, which is Diabetic Action Network of New York.
Right, those guys.
So that is my report on the very new, very young Division for Diabetics, except to say that if you are interested in being a part of this, we would love to have you. One thing we did that I did forget is that we'd been doing a every other month, a conference call about diabetic information. So it was an educational call, and Jordan Bennis from Advanced Diabetic Solutions was coming on and talking about a different topic every 2 months, but he's been real sick, so I'm now in the process of looking for other speakers, but it's a bi-monthly thing, and I think it's pretty interesting. So, respectfully submitted, moi.
Thank you. This is a little off. Do I have anybody else in chapters or divisions? Because I had something I wanted to say in terms of... Vinny? Hold on. Wait for a mic, Vinny. I heard, but you hear Vinny and you hear Lori. Who do you think I heard first? I will get Lori now. No, I will get Lori right after Vinny.
You know, Dee, we have a lot of educated, very qualified, intelligent people in this organization.
Thank you, Vinny.
One thing I have not seen, unless somebody knows and can tell me, I'm thinking that we've been talking about quite a bit of getting jobs for our blind people and starting different businesses. Does anyone know if anybody got an insurance agency? I've never seen a blind person can do this. Does anybody know of that?
I'm not sure right now who's doing it, but I know a gentleman who used to sell insurance, life insurance, door-to-door in the late 40s and early 50s.
Is that right?
His name was Kenneth Jernigan.
Well, I'll tell you, there is excellent money. I know a lot of insurance agencies are friends of mine, and they're making a tremendous amount of money.
Oh, yeah, sure, they raised their rates.
That's a good deal to get into.
Yep.
I'd like to see some blind people somewhere somehow start that up. I get my insurance from you. Thank you.
All right, thanks, man. Lori? Okay, the mic is coming to you, Lori.
Some of you know that I helped start the Writers Division some time back. We had kind of a batch of new officers. I'm currently the secretary. We have now our own website, which I believe is NFB-writers-division.net. But to be absolutely sure, you can email me at home, and I'll make sure of that. My home email is lauristay@aol.com. We've had a new editor for Slate and Style, but she's still trying to get it out, so that I can't speak to when that will come out. But our dues are still $10 a year, and if you like to write, I urge you to join the division.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Lori. Oh, I got a NAGDU report to my right here. NAGDU?
Coming.
Julie?
Coming.
Yep. What?
Yeah.
I'm not yelling at Mike. I just said, Julie, I'll be getting to you.
Okay. NAGDU has been quite busy. We will be visiting the zoos in Syracuse soon, it's been a nationwide problem that a lot of zoos won't let guide dogs into their facilities.
You need to get up to that.
I am eating it.
Then talk louder.
Okay. we have been regularly meeting with our national board and becoming much more comprehensive of an organization. We had elections yesterday with Margo Downey president, Joyce Carrico vice president, and me as the vice treasurer secretary. And that's all.
Thank you, Julie. While everybody's doing those things, we did a lot. I did yesterday. I thanked the officers for doing what they do, and Linda for doing what she does, and thanked you all for being who you are. But again, this convention doesn't happen by accident. Everybody sees up front what's happening. I was reminded of that yesterday when somebody, I think one of the young scholarship recipients, came behind. They were doing a dry run of getting up there for their presentations, and somebody came behind the head table early in the morning. Before we started. We started about 20 minutes, 25 minutes late because things were not the way we were told they would be. And somebody came behind and said, "This is insanity back here." I said, "It's always insanity back here." You get on the other side of that head table, it's insanity back here. Mindy's on one side losing her mind. Mike's on the other side losing his mind. And Linda's all over the place losing her mind. But having said that, I would be remiss. This convention, I get the easiest job of all, in a sense. I just get to sit here the whole time. I don't have to run back and forth like the other three of them do. I'll hear about it later. God knows I'll hear about it later. God knows I'll hear about it later. That's my acclamation motion. But I would be remiss if I didn't say to Mike, Mindy, and Linda, thank you, guys. And if you guys want to thank anybody, it's up to you. If they don't thank you guys as an individual, then that's on them. I thank them. Okay, Mindy's got some. Hold on.
Mindy's got some.
All right.
Oh, Mike's giving you a mic. Good, I'm still in charge here.
That's right. Okay, yes, there are several people who have made this convention work for me. I have to say my own personal thanks to, I know that Carl just said it, but I got to say my own personal thanks and to Mike, because, you know, he's running around with this terrible shoulder. He was only operated on about 2 weeks ago, and it's a rotator cuff, and, you know, I don't know if you guys know how painful that is, but he doesn't say a word. He just goes about it. He'll only tell you it hurts if you ask him, and, you know, it's
Mike,
hurting.
Mike, how's it feel?
So he's been hurting like crazy, and I'm hoping he'll get some rest afterwards. I so appreciate it. I could not have done the door prizes without Angie. Angie's just been keeping the whole thing organized, and, I tell you, working with her, it's just such a breeze. And she's also a hoot. She's just hilarious. Okay. I wanted to thank when we came into the other room yesterday, not one thing had been set up the way we asked that it be set up. And Laura Walker and Nelson just started carrying tables around for me to get things the way I wanted them. And then they're always around. And Nelson isn't here, so somebody can just tell him how much we appreciate. He's on my list. How much we appreciate all the stuff that he did. And Romeo also isn't here, but on Friday, Marie and Romeo were invaluable. They helped us so much with the door prizes. It made it possible for Angie to grab a bite. And so we finished the job. I can't thank you enough. Marie, since you're right here, I can say it to you. I so appreciated your help. And Will has been around, Will O'Donnell's just been around every time we're going anywhere, doing anything, he says, "Can I do anything to help?" You know, and he's just there to help out. And so I'm really appreciating that. And the same with Bob Maxson. Bob, you just put your hand in the air for something, and Bob's there saying, "Can I help?"
Bob got the Yoo-hoo bottle. Yeah. Bob
right.
got the Yoo-hoo.
So my own personal thanks for that. And I'm just going to say a word because I know Carl will say more than I will. But I just also want to say a word for all the support Anil Lewis has given us. I'm sorry? Oh, yeah, okay. You know, the acclimation thing. Yes.
Feeding him is worse than clothing him.
So those are my thank yous, and I appreciate it. But, you know, as long as I have the microphone, don't you think I should give away a door prize?
Yeah. Do that. And
okay.
You got it right now.
Jewel. If you can do it. I'm sorry, not Julie. Let me start with...
your team can do it quickly.
Let me start with Ange.
Like George Bernard Shaw?
Okay.
Deirdre Steins?
I'm sorry, who was that?
Deirdre Steins. I saw the registration. Probably came yesterday, not today.
Anil Lewis. All right.
You've got yourself a George Bernard Shaw.
All right.
And ladies and gentlemen, on my list of people to thank, this is always a learning experience, and this weekend was a frustrating experience, but I think sometimes you learn more in frustration than you do when things go right. And Mike just suggested to me that I also thank JJ for coming from Michigan to help him with the audio. JJ streams a lot of our stuff out there, and Mike and JJ put their collective techie heads together and did what they had to do. Despite the fact that the hotel didn't do it. Now, by the way, if you have thoughts, comments, reactions, opinions, etc., etc., please feel free to call or email the office. I will probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks do a postmortem on the convention with the board, and at that point we can kind of summarize what we were hearing from all of you. Please do. Linda and I are going to do a preliminary discussion with them on Wednesday. We're going to go over the bill on Tuesday. We're going to do nothing tomorrow. So we're going to begin the discussion. We're back here because this was a pretty good place. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it stay that way. I have some discussion to have with the hotel about trying to reachieve that goal.